على حسن المجيد.
نعم.
قضى في المحكمة الحكم على المدان علي حسن المجيد.
The Iraqi judge read out the death sentence against Ali Hassan al-Majid with a somber voice and a long litany of legal terms for war crimes related to the brutal 1991 crackdown against Shiites during an ill-fated uprising against the Saddam Hussein regime. Majid answered Judge Muhammad al-Araibi with a polite praise be to God and remained calm throughout the sentencing, unlike his former comrades who were known for frequent outbursts during earlier court sessions. His face looked drawn and tired, and he appeared resigned to his fate. The 67-year-old cousin of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, a one-time interior minister, had earlier been convicted of genocide in the campaign of oppression against the Kurdish minority in northern Iraq in the 1980s, known as the Anfal massacres. In this 1980s Iraqi TV recording, Al-Majid vowed to gas the Kurds for what he called their treachery and disloyalty to the Saddam Hussein regime. He won notoriety and the infamous nickname Chemical Ali after using poison gas in the Kurdish town of Halabja, killing scores of innocent people. Al-Majid's co-conspirator in this latest trial, Abdul Ghani Abdul Ghafur al-Ani, who headed Saddam Hussein's Baas party in the southern region of Basra in the early 1990s, was also sentenced to death for war crimes in the 1991 Shiite uprising following Iraq's defeat in the 1991 Gulf War.
Allahumma ja'alni shahida fi sabilik.
Al-Ani remained defiant until the end, shouting at the judge, insulting what he called the U.S. occupiers, and proclaiming to God that he will die as a martyr to the nation. Judge Araibi ultimately lost his composure, shouting at Al-Ani and telling him to shut up and get out of here. The verdicts followed weeks of on-again, off-again testimony and followed the initial June 2007 verdict in the Kurdish massacre trials. Former Defense Minister Sultan Hashim Altai and the former Iraqi Army Deputy Head of Operations Hussein Rashid al-Dikriti were sentenced to death along with al-Majid in that trial. Each got a life sentence in today's hearing. Analyst Arayab al-Rantawi of the Al-Quds Center in Amman, Jordan, does not foresee any violent reaction by former Saddam Hussein supporters following the verdict, but he says it will deepen strife in Iraq and hamper the ongoing process of reconciliation between Shiites, Kurds, and Sunnis.
I think this court is part of the problem in Iraq. It deepened the divisions among the Iraqi groups. It's a part of a long story. Therefore, I don't think it will make a serious reaction among the Iraqi groups, because the serious reaction already done after Saddam Hussein prosecutions and death penalty for him and other leaders. The ongoing trial in Iraq for those personalities, I think it is not part of implementing justice in Iraq. I think it's part of revenge. I don't think it will make easy for the Iraqi people to go for reconciliation.
Following months of bitter debate, Iraq's presidential council voted to approve the death sentences against al-Majid and his two other co-conspirators in the Anfal trial last February. The three men remain in U.S. custody, and it is not clear if and when they will be executed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.